This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is Dukes and Bell. We had a spirited conversation about Georgia, the quarterback, Nye Carson Beck, the incoming guys, and what that looks like as we see other top recruits around the country and some of these Georgia boys ending up in other places. We'll get back into that, but you know what? We love talking Georgia football with Barbara Dooley. Let's talk dogs. Barbara, good afternoon. Good afternoon. How fun was it to see the Dogs handle their business against Tennessee last weekend?
Well, they did. They absolutely did what they had to do, but it wasn't pretty, was it?
First quarter, no. Not the first quarter.
Yeah, well, I don't get it. I don't get why we have to wait till the second quarter. I was really getting ill watching it. There were no mistakes. There were no interceptions. Right. There were no fumbles that we lost. And it was just a tight game, which I knew it was going to be. And I said we had to score 30 points to win, and we did. Mm. But it was a hard 30 points to score.
For darn sure. Barbara Dooley with us here. And now you look at, and I don't know how much you pay attention. We've been spending all week now on this college football playoff committee. It seems like even these guys, no one knows. Kirby brought it up in the post game. Not sure what these guys are looking for. How would Vince have felt about this kind of stuff?
Well, I don't know how he felt. I think it's wrong. I think the whole thing is screwy. First of all, this I don't even understand it. Do you really understand?
I don't understand what they're looking for. No.
Me either. And you know what? It's their friggin' opinion. And you know they have a bias. You know they do. It should be about numbers somehow, where your feelings can't go into it. But getting away from that, because I know Georgia is at a disadvantage because everybody hates us now that we're winning. And it makes me really sad. But this is the first time I can remember that Georgia has been number 10 in a long time in the polls. Mm. But we have the number one strength of schedule in the country.
Hear, hear.
Have y'all talked about that?
Yes, ma'am.
You have?
Yep.
Yes, ma'am. Yes. Absolutely. The problem is, Barbara, it's being that part of this conversation is being ignored. And what I've said to Mike, and this is what I believe, and I don't like it either, I think the committee's waiting until it's all said and done, and then they go, man, look at the schedule Georgia played. They beat three top 25 teams. Man, they went here, they went there. They need to be hired. That's what I'm hoping happens. Do you think that happens?
Nope. I don't. Four out of the five top teams have zero losses. We've got two. And the good news is, if there's any good news in any of this, we won't be playing for the SEC championship.
Right.
So we don't have to worry about having three losses. So we've got two. And I don't think we're going to lose to Mass or Tech. But we would have to, I don't know what we would have to do for them to pick us.
Well,
I'm so sad that I don't have Vince here
right
to pick his brain, because I I could understand it. I just don't think any of it's fair anymore.
Right. And think, Barbara, we've said it a million times. It's you just don't know. It's like a moving target. They keep moving the goalpost on you because for years in other polls and out of these playoffs, strength of schedule was the number one. It was the number one deciding factor. And even today, Greg Sankey, the SEC commissioner, puts out a tweet that says, look, the top five teams are all SEC based on strength of schedule. So he's echoing your sentiments. And then Ward Manuel, the guy that does the speaking for this committee, he couldn't make any sense last night. He was talking in circles. So I'm with you. I don't like committees in general, and I don't understand how this one's working.
Well, I don't either. And when you find out, call me. And I know they don't have a woman on that committee either.
Mm.
Do they?
I think there's one. I believe there's one. You
who
talk,
is
I'll look it up.
Is it a volleyball coach?
Come on, Barbara.
You know, I'm really, I'm getting a little disgusted with all this.
I know. And it's funny, but I get where you're coming from. It's Barbara Dooley, by the way, guys. We talk to her every week, brought to you by our friends at Kroger.
There are two women, Kelly Whiteside, 14 years at USA Today, so a writer, and Carla Williams, director of athletics at the University of Virginia. Barbara, these are the two women
on
the committee.
Carla used to be an associate athletic director for Vincent.
Right.
Carla is a great gal, and she knows football. But I don't know about a USA Today writer. I don't agree with him half the time. I'm sorry.
You're going to ride with one, but not the other.
I agree with
okay,
you.
All right.
That's exactly. I will throw my weight around with Carla, but I won't give the other one the time of day. No. And now we've got UMass coming in here.
Yeah.
And they fired their poor coach. They can't even wait till the damn season's over. And is their offensive coordinator Shane, the one taking over?
I believe so, yes. Interim.
Yeah,
for the last two games or whatever, yes.
Right.
Now, am I correct in thinking that he used to be at Louisiana Tech?
I believe you're right.
Shane Montgomery? Okay.
Yeah, right. I think he was.
Look that up, too.
I believe he was, too. Yes.
And I think he would.
And here's the thing. You know, you're right. I mean, the Dogs are going to be favored, and they already are as far as heading into this weekend. And Kirby said, look, we got to worry about what's in front of us. He's trying to not get all emotional. But did you hear his comments after the game about the committee? Like, I don't know what they're looking for. And it made national.
I know.
It made national news, Barbara. But I said, Kirby can say this because of where Georgia is and who he is right now. Like, and get away with it. We haven't heard coaches be critical of the committee.
Well, he is.
Yeah.
I am. Who's head of the committee? I might give him a call.
By the way, you on the committee, that would be gold. And you as the spokesperson, can you imagine, yeah. Barbara? They haven't played anyone.
Ward Manuel is the head of the committee.
From Michigan. He's the AD at Michigan. Yeah.
I think I might give him a call and say, look, I'm a poor widow. My husband has died. And I have nobody to explain this to. Could you tell me about it? What do you think?
I think he'd love it. I would love to have the that phone call be bugged so we could hear it. I would love to have a way to hear that. I really would, because I think he would enjoy that phone call from you.
Right.
All right. I think I'm going to do that, and next week I will report back to you.
Yes.
He might hang up in my face.
I don't think so. He'd be happy to take it. No, I'd be happy to. He's going to listen to you and take your phone call out of respect of who you are and your knowledge of football and the fact of what Vince Dooley means to college football. He's going to take your call.
Okay, so where does he work?
Michigan.
Michigan?
Yeah, he's
a
Big Ten guy.
I was in love with Bo Schembechler. Maybe that'll help me get on there.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Allo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Were you really? Tell us more.
Nice guy.
Oh, I loved Bo. Yeah, he was tough.
Yeah.
He and Vince were very good friends.
Oh. Did not know that.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And Vince would tell me stories like before I even knew him, he would go up to see Bo to talk to him about football. And he said he watched Bo throw the, back then they used film projectors to review the films. Mm-hmm. And he said he watched Bo pick up a projector and throw it across the coaching room. I went, "Ooh, I think I'm going to like that guy."
Wow.
Cut from the same cloth, huh?
Right, right, right.
That's right.
Yeah.
Vince was a Marine. What can I say?
Right. That's true.
Well, they were two tough, hard-nosed coaches, and it doesn't surprise me. They were friends. Go ahead.
No, we were friends.
Yeah.
But I will tell you this: what worries me is not so much UMass, but maybe Tech, because we were so geared up to play Tennessee, and now here comes a team that everybody's saying we're 50 points ahead of da-da-da-da-da.
Right.
And Coach Saban used to always say, you play to your standard. Right. You don't play to somebody else's team. And we've got to play to our standard. And if we do, then what's exciting is we'll get to see some other kids play. And I want to see our second-string quarterback, Gunnar Stockton, play.
Right.
Have you heard of him?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Well, he hasn't been in very much this year. But I hope he gets to play Saturday because I want to see how good he is.
We all do. I think we all kind of want to get a litmus test on what he's got. You're right about that. And then we get into with this new bowl. I don't even think Georgia needs to be in the SEC championship, Barbara, because there's too much risk involved with this. You just touched on it, this crazy committee. How cool is it going to be, though, to have maybe somebody from outside, a Big Ten team, come down to Georgia and play in Athens in December? That's going to be unprecedented.
Well, they're saying it's going to be Penn State.
Right. We may be going there.
No, I'm hoping they're coming here.
We're going to see.
But you know what?
Yeah.
If we go to Penn State, I'll just stay with Super Turno.
How about that?
That's right.
You've got
how about that?
Yeah. So you I didn't even think about that. So yeah, you've got it already hooked up and ready to go.
Yeah, I'm ready to go, baby. Wherever we go, I'm ready to go. But I just want to understand where I'm going. Mm-hmm. I don't want a blind date.
I understand. And you know what? The committee's going to help us with that. Barbara Dooley, we always love our conversations with you. UMass, look, guys, she said it. Handle your business. Live up to your standard. Barbara Dooley, we'll talk to you next week as the season starts to wind down here. We'll see what the committee thinks after this next week here. Thanks so much. Have a great weekend.
You too. Thank you.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Bye-bye.
This is the best.
Funny, man.
Yeah. I mean, and that Shane I looked up, not the same guy. It was on a different Shane.
From Louisiana.
Yeah, yeah. His background is mostly East Coast and Mac.
Okay, yeah. I thought it was. Similar name, though, right?
Right? Yep.
I think so. All right, either way, she's right about that. Offensive coordinator's taking over. UMass, they come in here, they're reeling. If in fact, the Dogs live up to their standard, then she's right. You're going to see a lot of second and third team guys get some opportunity and get some playing time.
And honoring the seniors, or the parents will be on the field, of course. It's always a great tradition out in Athens. By the way, we're not forgetting about Georgia Tech and a huge game they cannot lose.
I agree.
Against NC State. We'll preview that too, Carl.
All right. When we come back, we'll talk about it and why they were on TV today. It's next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We were just talking with Barbara Dooley. What a great conversation with her in regards to the Dogs. But
Georgia Tech has another big game on their schedule as well. We have some guy talk on the way, so stay tuned for that. And also, coming up, we will talk more about the Falcons and the message that has to be said this week coming out of the bye week for Raheem Morris and company. Mike, we talk about Tech. You beat Miami. And we talked to Coach about this after the Miami win, and he was sharing all the things with this goalpost end up, you know, in different places, and he was talking about what he told the team. And then this is a weird, awkward thing, right? Because you get NC State tonight, which is a Thursday night game, and then you turn right back around, and then next Friday you're playing in Athens at Georgia. So, the schedule, the way this has been made up here at the end of the season, they get a couple of extra days, and I'm hoping that it pays dividends for them. But this is a big one for Georgia Tech.
Yeah, and it's one of those games, it's tricky. It's tricky, you know, to mess around with the Wolfpack. And it's one of those games that, you know, a Paul Johnson team might struggle. Certainly a Jeff Collins team would struggle. Chan Gailey, it's one of those ones that don't let these guys, don't lose to an inferior team.
Sure.
Because I think even Georgia Tech, the most hardcore Georgia Tech fans would say, you know, throughout their history, there would be some games that they would lose that they should win and vice versa. And hopefully this will not be one of them, because certainly as Georgia Tech has done some great things, gotten bowl eligible, you know, shocked the world, and will probably give Georgia a big fight because, you know, a Brent Key team is prepared.
Yep.
They're strong defensively. They're strong in the trenches. And he's starting to really max out recruiting, which is something that's been, you know, again, dire need for Tech for years. But Haynes King, you know, probably still not 100%, but he'll be in there. You know, we've seen after the Miami game that the next guy up is pretty good. Philo can do the job. But either way, don't lose to these guys. They're a 9-point favorite against 8.5 to 9 against NC State.
NC State's going to show up because they need a win to become bowl eligible. So this is what's in their way, and that's their motivation. They're coming off of an open date. Georgia Tech, guys, whether you realize this or not, is trying to finish the season undefeated at home. They haven't lost to Bobby Dodd for the first time since 1999. So this is a big moment for Brent Key when you say, hey, we are creating a home field advantage, and let's finish the season on a high note. Obviously, the biggest one so far is beating number four Miami. But, Mike, I think you talked about Haynes King.
Right.
They're just a different team with him, man. And the unique thing about Miami is they ran the ball so effectively that they didn't have to have Haynes King throw it 35 times. The similar game plan, I think, tonight is in play. That way you can handle time of possession, and also just the run game is so important to what they're trying to do there.
We were just off the air. I'll take you behind the curtain. We were just kind of joking around because, you know, when we do get to the Super 75 conference or whatever it's going to be, you know, and probably in our lifetime when we have the big teams, NC State will probably be in that mix.
Yep.
Ugh. But, hey, Dave Doran, I guess when the expectations are low, you keep your job. He's making 5.75 mil, nice neighbor to be in. And it's like, you know, 9 wins, 8 wins, 9 wins, 8 wins, 5-5 this year. But the defense, they give up a lot of points. North Carolina State is in the bottom quarter of NCAA at 30.6 per game. And they give up 140 on the ground and about 230 in the air. So I would imagine. Now, again, I don't know would I bet Georgia Tech to cover 9? I don't know about that, but I think they win this game.
I agree. And Jamal Haynes leads the team almost 700 yards, 9 touchdowns. He's been a dude this year for them. So I expect him to have another big game. But tonight's a big one, man. And, you know, again, they were, you know, ESPN was over at Georgia Tech today.
Right.
Spending some time. You may have seen some of the footage. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, I saw Coach. They had kind of like a little pep rally going down. You saw the cheerleaders, and they had our buddies from the Fox Brothers Barbecue were out there.
Delicious.
Which is great. And as my dad said, never trust a skinny chef, and the Fox Brothers would say they agree to that. But, yeah, that was really kind of cool to see Tech. And, again, I like Matthew Berry. I get a kick out of College Football Final. He didn't take himself too seriously. I'll enjoy that call tonight.
All right, guys, Tech in action tonight. We do have NFL action as well. As you know, we're your home for the NFL. And so tonight you got Pittsburgh and Cleveland. Pre-game's at 7:30, kicks at 8:15. But we'll be talking more tomorrow about what happens with Tech tonight. And, by the way, speaking of tomorrow, Mike, we are out and about at Twin Peaks and Buckhead tomorrow.
Yeah, man, join the party. Chris, are you coming out?
Hell yeah.
I didn't know if you were working or something. I didn't know. Sometimes Chris has to work a night shift and he misses out on the free shots. I mean the fellowship.
The fellowship is exactly what he misses out on when he's not there. But he's not going to be not there tomorrow. He will be there. And we expect you guys to come out and hang out with us as well.
And you better get there early because we're off at 6.
Oh, good call. That's right. So don't hesitate.
Big high school football palooza for the playoffs.
Yeah, man. And it's that time of year. This is a great time for you guys. Listen, Georgia high school football fans, this is a great time of year. It doesn't matter where you live. There's great games going on, and so Sam and Coach will have all that for you starting at 6 tomorrow. But, yeah, we're out there at Twin Peaks. Hey, as we continue our conversation, and we started today, it was kind of interesting because we're talking about the fact the Hawks lose and talking about Chris Sale. Congratulations again, winning the Cy Young. It's a big deal. Season didn't go the way we wanted,
But this is a nice feather in Double A's cap to say, hey, look at our talent evaluation, and we're willing to take risk on guys, and it paid off. It's not always going to do this. We're not always going to go get a Cy Young Award winner. But, Mike, moving forward, we said, hey, you've got some building blocks here. And now, if Strider can come back, and I'm not doubting him, I'm just simply saying the reality is they've already said he's not going to be ready at the start of the season. So when do we see him? I don't know. Maybe end of April? Maybe early May? Who knows? I don't know. But when we do, what does he look like? And can you say, hey, Chris Sale and Strider at the top of this rotation, we still need another guy?
Yeah, man. And just a matter, do you want to go get Crochet from the White Sox? Apparently, we keep being mentioned. Now, this is writers putting this stuff out there, but there is a vibe that if we do lose Fried, and again, the qualifying offer is just a part of the process. He didn't test free agency. And if he gets north of 150, the Braves, we perceive them to never come into that neighborhood, right? But then again, Crochet's not going to be cheap either. From the White Sox. And you got to turn around and give him a deal eventually. You do get him, Chris, you get a measure of salary control with Crochet because he's only, what, 25?
Yeah, basically you would be able to do what you want to do with Fried but not be able to and lock him up.
Yeah, well, listen, he's given us, and this is the other part, and I hate to say it this way, but he's given us his best years. You are now moving on from a guy who's going to get 5 or 6 years, but I don't know if they're going to be his best years. And that's part of this decision-making when you start talking about these pitchers. And I hate it for him, Mike. We've talked about it. You know, when you've got control and from a guy that gets into your minor league system or you trade for him and you've got their rights for the next 4, 5, 6 years, it is what it is. And they get raises, but they never get a chance to make the money that you're talking about until now.
And that's the thing. Crochet looks like an up-and-comer, as you guys know. He's 26. And, again, he's got this year – 26, and then at 27, he's out of his arbitration eligible.
Yeah.
So, to your point, they love that salary control. We know the Braves always go for pitching with a Groupon. With Chris Sale, it worked out great. We already talked about him winning the Cy Young and getting the presentation live from a pretty cool man, Mad Dog, Greg Maddux, doing it last night. But this is the only chance Fried gets to get paid, Carl, to get the big payday. And if I'm...
I don't blame him.
I don't quibble over... Yeah, no. People go, I always love these guys. And you and I joke because Freddie was the same thing. Well, why doesn't he give the hometown discount?
No.
Please. You're telling me you're going to leave 20%, 10% on the table? Come on. I mean, yes, you don't mess with being happy. My dad always said that, but my dad never had a chance to make $150 million either. Could Max survive in New York with that media? He's such a low-key guy. Nothing seems to rattle. I don't think that would be an issue.
No, I don't think so. I think he'll be fine wherever he ends up. I just hate it that he may end up with the Mets, and we'll have to see him quite a few times in our division if it plays out that
way. White Sox, by the way, don't want to trade Crochet to the American League teams. That's also in the sporting news. So that would mean the Braves might be in the mix.
National League. We'll keep our eye out. Yeah, well, of course they are. Chris just said the Dodgers are in on Fried. Who are they not in on? They're so loaded.
I know.
They're so loaded. And I saw a report a few weeks ago that, you know, Walker Buehler was somebody that the Braves were interested in. I'd love to have Walker Buehler. He's a great pitcher.
Also kind of fits. I'm not saying you're going to get him with a Groupon, but he'd be a little bit less than what you have to pay for somebody else.
Yeah, I'd love to have Buehler. But we'll see where they go. I still think that's how you have to look at this. And then the other guys that you guys have mentioned, you just see where the chips fall. For your fourth and fifth starter, but you got two that you feel like, all right, we're really good. Where's that third guy that you feel like if we get into a playoff situation, we're going to be just fine? It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Appreciate all the comments and text and tweets in regards to the Georgia quarterback situation. You're going, Tarson Beck, what'd he do now? He didn't do anything. Mike started a firestorm by asking me a question that got many of you fired up.
I just said, look, I know you got a full quarterback room. There's lots of teams that have full quarterback rooms. But if you think that Juju out of Carrollton is going to be a big-time star, why aren't you in the mix? We talked to our buddy, Rusty Manziel, said he, you know, changed his determination to come out for 25 as opposed to 26. Georgia's quarterback room is full. But why doesn't Georgia get that stud quarterback? Well, maybe Carson Beck can still be that guy this year.
I actually don't care if the room is full.
You
go get those guys.
He did have an unofficial visit.
And I'm just saying.
So what's that about?
I asked Oren the same question. Oren said all these guys have been recruited by Georgia, as they should. Why haven't they ended up there?
So a top quarterback winds up with Deion in Colorado. That's what got us talking about what was Georgia's involvement or level of recruitment on the individual.
What do we have coming up in Guy Talk?
Hey, man, had a funny experience today at the Cracker Barrel.
I love the way that started.
I was in an episode of Fargo. I'll explain that. Have you guys seen what Jay Leno's face looks like?
Well, of course. He's getting older, Mike.
No. It looks like he got run over by a Mack truck.
Oh.
And then Mike Tyson jumped down and beat him up with a baseball bat.
Oh.
We'll explain next. Where the players play. Got cold out there, man. I was walking the dog this morning. He was like, wintertime, baby. Feels like it, doesn't it? A little bit.
It's coming. this cold front's coming in. It's going to be cold the next few days for sure, man. At least morning, overnight. But, yeah, it'll be nice weekend, hopefully. You know, I think 50s,
right.
Something like that.
Warm the cockles of your heart with us at Twin Peaks in Buckhead tomorrow.
Yes,
man.
Please.
It's a shorter show, 2 to 6, because we got a special edition of a high school football scoreboard with Sam and Coach, right? So that'll be coming down. So join us, and we'll have some fun. And who knows, maybe St. Nick will buy you a shot or not. So today, I got a million things. I'm going out of town. So, you know, running errands, tying up loose ends. And one of the things, I had to get an oil change on the sled. And so I run down to the Chevy dealership down in Noonan. Great guys. And they all listen to the show, by the way. Matter of fact, one of the guys in the service department, make sure all the radios are on 92.9. So we do appreciate that.
Thank you, guys, man. Appreciate y'all.
Down to Southtown. But so I was going to, like, walk Ike this morning. First thing, I'm going to get down there. I want to get there as soon as the dealership opens, because you know how it gets at a dealership.
Crowded.
Anywho, I go, and Ike knows I'm up to something. I'm like, come on, dude, you got to drop a deuce. And he's just monkeying around. He's like, you know, he's sniffing around.
Oh, I hate it when they do that.
He's looking at deer. I'm like, come on, I got to go. And he won't. And I'm like, all right, fine. All right, you want to go for a ride? Okay. So I got a car cover and everything.
Yeah.
Throw him in the sled, take it down to the Chevy dealership, and he just wins over the whole, like, you know, the service area. He's like, this lady gets out of her car. She goes, she's looking like, what's a dog doing here? I'm like, he's a service car service dog. And she laughed, and it was funny, and she pet him. So anyway, I got an hour to kill while the oil gets changed, so I got to walk him all around Noonan. So I'm down there, like, there's this big giant strip mall. There's an Old Navy. The Good Feet store is down here. There's a million things. So I just, and of course, I'm walking him around, and he does his business, and yeah, it's good. I got the bag, garbage, and all that. So we come back around in a loop, and I come over to Cracker Barrel. And there's like, and there's a lady and her husband. They just get out of a big SUV, and they've got a beautiful, looks like a young, like a golden retriever. And so as I come up, and I go, can they talk to each other? And the lady says, oh, sure. So I loosen up the leash, and they run over, and they're just making buddies. So we make buddies. And so I wrote it down. Shout out to Walter and Jen.
Okay.
They're from Rochester, Minnesota, don't you know?
Oh,
and it was literally like an episode of Fargo. And we start chatting. I got my car at the dealership. I'm just taking him for a walk. And I go, what's your dog's name? Dog's name is Trapper.
Okay.
And he worked at IBM. I got, of course, Minnesota. I got the whole life story. He was at Minnesota. He was at IBM, don't you know, in Minnesota. I worked at the Mayo Clinic.
Wow.
And so we start chatting. And so they're on their way to Fort Myers.
Okay.
Right? And so then
Snowbirds.
Right. So we start talking about football, and because he had a Minnesota, you know, a University of Minnesota hat. And I go, what do you think of Coach Fleck? He goes, well, we don't really have much expectations up there with the football program. And so I started talking about the Falcons, and I said, well, you miss Kirk Cousins. Oh, this lady starts gushing
about Kirk.
They had a Kirk Cousins fat head in their rec room.
Oh, wow.
And they loved it. And I told them what we do for a living, showed them a picture of us with Kirk Cousins. They were going bananas. So anyway, we're through the parking lot. People are coming and going. We're talking for 10 minutes. And I said, look, if you guys want to go eat, I'll watch your dog for you.
Mm.
And she goes, that would be so nice. And so, you know, granted, of course, I seem like a trustable person, right? I could have trustworthy person.
I was going to say, yeah, you're not going to take my dog, are you?
No, so I end up, now I got two dogs on a leash. We walk around. They have a nice, you know, breakfast, and they get back on. I know they're still listening because they're like 75. So they're probably just making the Florida State line right now. And this was at like 9 o'clock
Drive
in the morning.
Drive the speed limit, honey.
But it was just so funny to talk to them and to hear about, you know, and she saw the FSU collar on my dog. And she goes, so what is that? I go, that's Florida State. Oh, I don't. And the husband knows. He goes, oh, that's a tough season for you guys. Like, thank you. Yes.
thank you for reminding me.
But anyway, the people from the Midwest are just so nice.
They are. They are. They're kind and sweet. And listen, we love our Southern hospitality, but I will tell you, absolutely, having family and friends there in the Midwest, you're absolutely right, Mike. And the cool thing is, I mean, let's be honest, like, if they were from New York, walk my dog, get out of here.
What are you, a freaking wacko? What are you, nuts? You're going to sell them on eBay.
You just walk your dog and then you pick people's dogs up?
Mind your own business. Yes.
Yeah, it would have been completely different.
After I complete the loop.
I don't even know who dog that is. Yes, I steal dog.
So I'm sitting out there on one of those like rocking chairs. Who, by the way, who buys the rocking chair? They have a price tag. Who's going to buy a rocking chair?
They've had those for years right there where you can sit and wait if there's a line.
So I'm sitting there with the dog. They come out and it was perfect time. I get the call from Chevy. Car's ready.
Yeah.
And then she went in there and she bought a dog collar for Ike in the gift shop.
Oh, how
a million
nice.
Things. So isn't that a nice, wholesome holiday story
so
on the way down?
That's a great
there?
Way to get things started,
there
Mike.
You go.
That means you'll get a ticket on the way down.
That's right. So so nice love to Walter and Jen. I said, and by the way, you know this guy's going like 65 in the left lane.
Oh, no doubt.
You know this guy's like this guy's a speed bump at 65 all the way through Tifton. There's probably like 6 miles of cars right off of 4. Let's be honest, all the way up out of 475.
10 and 2.
Will this guy get out of the left lane? With the friggin' Minnesota plates. But anyway, they're listening, I'm sure, somewhere, probably around Lake City, Florida right now. Hey, man, have you seen what happened to Jay Leno?
No, seriously.
Have you not seen the pictures?
No, when you said this, I was like, what are you talking about? I know he's getting older.
Google Jay Leno accident right now. Just put it in your computer and see what comes up. For those who hadn't, I know this is not a visual medium. We're on the radio. Jay Leno is, you know, he does tours, you know, because now he's not doing, obviously, the Tonight Show. He travels the country, does Vegas residencies, etc. He was at a big comedy club in Pittsburgh just a few days ago. Thank you.
Is that his real face?
That's his face. He's at the Palace Theater in Pittsburgh. He was staying at it. Now, how about this? This guy's worth like $450 million.
He is.
He's got a car collection that would rival anything. Anyway, he stays at a Hampton Inn. He's in a town in suburban Pittsburgh called Greensburg, decides to get wings at Dino's Sport Lounge, and I presume is a big hill. The restaurant's 200 yards from his hotel. Jay Leno, now, by the way, immediately people went on Twitter and X and everything and you know Instagram, and they're saying, no, 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 something's fishy. He got rolled. He was with a hooker. He was buying drugs.
Oh, come on.
Everybody's got a theory. So, look, it does look a little strange. You'd have to basically roll down a hill and continuously slam your face into the sidewalk. I mean, if you fall down and are rolling down a hill, I would like to think you cover your face at some point. The entire right side of Jay Leno's face.
He's old, Mike. You can't. You know how old people fall.
Dude.
They can't control themselves. They're rolling. I want to block my face.
He fell into a bat.
He's wearing an iPad. I mean, Jake LaMotta didn't look this good in Raging Bull. So I don't know what happened. Leno says as he's trying to navigate the hill, he loses his fitting.
Wait. Why is he wearing an eye patch?
Because the thing, he's got Quattro from Total Recall growing out of his eyebrow. I mean, I'm sure he was concussed. He said he fell some 50 to 60 feet down the hill
into a
parking lot below. Now, he does have somebody who's backing up the 74-year-old comedian, in case you're about to ask me how old he is, manager of the club. He swears that this is what happened, and they said, we've got to get you to the hospital. And Jay says, no, literally the show must go on. And so he goes and performs in front of 1,500 people for 90 minutes with his face looking like that.
Wow.
Gets a standing ovation.
As he should have.
And I got to be honest, Gary Latshaw is the owner of the production company that put on the show in Pittsburgh, and he claims it's exactly what happened. He broke his wrist. Hit his head. He had the eye patch when he comes back to L.A. By the way, after that kind of shot, I wouldn't be flying anytime soon.
Yeah, you don't know.
But anyway, he's in L.A., and then somebody sticks a camera in his face in Beverly Hills, and that's the picture you're looking at.
So, as kids, we used to try to find the biggest hills we could and just roll down them. You guys remember? You remember doing
right.
that? Right. You just roll down, and you'd be like, I can't stop. You'd just be rolling down. But I got to be honest, I never hit my face like this.
Dude,
I never hit my face
so
like this.
So immediately, if you go on social media, people are going, what really happened to Jay Leno? Because, you know, if I'm honest, and not to be rotten, because I don't love Jake Leno. I've seen Jay Leno in person. I saw him at the old Comedy and Magic store in Hermosa, and I've seen him in Vegas. And his show, by the way, those shows are 10 times more entertaining than The Tonight Show. He dumbs it down,
yeah.
And it's just so white bread for The Tonight Show. But anyway, but still, I got to be honest, when I first saw the pictures, and you're seeing the pictures, the story didn't really jive.
After seeing this now, I had not seen it. I am having a hard time seeing that one side of his face being bruised up that specifically. Because my thing is, if you're rolling, and you guys know this, if you're rolling down, you're going to have, it's just one side. You're going to have bruises on both sides.
Correct.
Because you can't control the way your head is moving if you are that out of control rolling down a hill. Which means one side of his face is jammed up. What happened to the other side?
So a lot of folks are feeling, you know, perhaps he's got a pre-show ritual. You know, I don't know. I mean, it's hard to Carl's point. You'd have scratches on both. When Bobby Petrino dumps the bike, allegedly. Now, I was told the ex-boyfriend beat him up, but that's an Arkansas booster that told me that story down in Naples. Either way, take a look at the Jay Leno pic. Hit us up at Dukes and Bell 929. I'm Mike Bell, ATL. Carl's, put him up. See Dukes. Real quick. Funny story from Adam Schefter. I got time to roll this real quick, Oren. This was a story that broke earlier in the week. He's on radio and they're asking, what's the craziest place you ever broke an NFL story? Well, apparently it was right after Megan Love.
Oh, hey now.
I can remember being in Denver one time and I was
say it!
How do I say this? I had just spent time with this woman for the first time.
Yeah. Okay.
And
sure.
And got a text that Dale Carter was being suspended. I think it was for 8 games for substance abuse. And so as I continued to lay there, confirm it, and got the job done, Kevin.
Wow. So he's
talking with which way.
Kevin Clark.
Yeah, got the job done.
Now, for those that are wondering, this is before he got married. He then goes on EEI in Boston and explains to those interviewers that, his wife is not really happy, just like our wives. My wife, there's no statute of limitations for sex before I got married with my wife. She gets so jealous over everything. Yes. And apparently Adam Schefter's wife does, too, because it was before he met his wife.
Yeah, it happened a long time ago.
Thank you.
I mean, he probably don't even remember her name.
Unless, of course, she's reaching out to you on Facebook. On that note, time for reminder. We'll be over at Twin Peaks in Buckhead tomorrow, guys, 2 to 6. Come see Dukes and Bell. Holla at you, boys.
You don't remember everybody you've been with. Stop lying. Well, you do not.
It's
when you get with your boys and you're like, what was her name?
Yeah.
Oh, I remember. You don't remember.
I mean, and my wife dated a former football player, okay?
Yeah.
I mean, whatever. Before me, I don't give a crap, right?
You shouldn't.
We'll talk to her about that.
Coming up.
There is no statute limit.
Your chance to win Led Zeppelin tickets, guys. We've got the experience for you that's happening at the Coca-Cola Roxy. That is on the way. Stay tuned. We're going to give those away between now and 7 o'clock. When we come back, the message that has to be sent next.
Mm.